Being a birder, I'm drawn to field guides. Most of mine are bird books, of course, but I do have a few butterfly books as well. I love to watch butterflies, but I've not spent nearly enough time learning to identify them. The one butterfly I was certain I could recognize was the monarch, until a few months ago when I posted a photo of one on my blog, only to get several emails correcting me. That one was a viceroy. Viceroys do look almost exactly like monarchs. The only distinguishing characteristic is a black horizontal line on the rear wing segments. But I didn't know to look for that. Fortunately, monarchs vastly outnumber viceroys, and it's monarchs, not viceroys, that hang out around milkweed plants, so I probably didn't make that mistake too often before I learned better. Birds confuse them too, which is lucky for viceroys. The milkweed monarchs eat makes them bitter tasting and actually toxic. When a bird eats one, it vomits and quickly learns to avoid anything that looked like that ever again. Early this summer, I took a walk through the Powell Marsh near Manitowish, Wisconsin, right when milkweed was in full bloom. Usually, I focus on birds, but for some reason, I started looking, really looking, at the milkweeds, and suddenly, what to my wondering eye should appear but something I'd only read about, a monarch caterpillar. It was ringed with yellow and black with what looked like long, thick antennae at one end and short, thick antennae at the other. I had to watch closely for several minutes to be sure that the end with the longer antennae was the head end. Since I started writing Birder Blog, I find myself bringing my camera everywhere, and so I took a bunch of photos of the little guy and then started looking at every leaf of every milkweed plant I saw, searching for more caterpillars, and I found several more, some extremely tiny, some getting huge. Most were on the leaves, munching away, but a few, especially the smallest ones, were in the milkweed flowers. Suddenly, I was on a mission. I wanted to see a monarch egg next. One of my friends, Wanda Birnbaum, a teacher at Marshall School, has a beautiful garden in her yard north of Duluth with lots of milkweed plants, and she showed me several monarch eggs. They're laid singly, each one a tiny little dot on the underside of a milkweed leaf. Monarchs tend to lay just one egg on each milkweed plant, apparently to minimize the competition the caterpillars will have for food because they're voracious eaters. Now when I searched milkweed plants, I was looking for eggs as well as caterpillars, and I found quite a few. Next, I wanted to see a chrysalis. I still haven't found one in the wild. Caterpillars wander off their milkweed plants when they're ready to pupate. But Wanda gave me a few caterpillars from her yard, along with a supply of milkweed leaves, so I could watch them transforming. I watched one turn from a caterpillar to a chrysalis a couple of weeks ago. It was shockingly cool how the skin split, starting at the mouth and going up the back as the chrysalis just sort of spilled out. I think the most surprising part, even more than how the chrysalis was preformed within the caterpillar, was how after the skin split all the way to the back end, the chrysalis, with no legs or external body parts at all, wriggled violently, first to shake off the spent skin and then to sort of consolidate itself. Shedding the skin took about 6 minutes, and then it was only about a half hour until the chrysalis stopped wriggling and became a compact, elegant little package. I speeded up the video of the transformation and put it on my blog at www.birderblog.com. Right now I have 3 chrysalises and will try to film them when the butterflies emerge. Those videos will also soon appear on the web. Production of For the Birds is supported by KUMD and binoculars.com. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.